I'd be today were it not for God's goodness, mercy, and grace. I'd be in a mess today, probably be in hell already. And if you'd be honest, you'd probably be there too. But God has been good, and we're thankful for that today. Get your Bibles, and let's go to the book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, and we'll be looking in chapter number 15. Matthew chapter number 15. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And so thankful that you've showed up today. Don't take that for granted. Don't take it lightly. And there's a lot that are not able to be here this morning. And we do pray for them, praying the Lord to touch them and help them. But I'm glad you took the time to be in the house of the Lord. Brother Tim quoted one of my favorite verses. In fact, it's from a Christian life verse, Psalm 27 and verse 4. I'm so thankful God saved me. And when He saved me, He put me in the house of God. I've always been in the house of God. I grew up a preacher's kid, a pastor's son. And I had one of them daddies. It wasn't an option. We didn't flip coins whether or not we was going to church. We was going to church. I can remember many a days having told Daddy before we left, Daddy, I'm sick, and be running a fever. And Daddy say, get dressed. You can be sick at the house of God, same as you can at the house. And he'd load us up. I can remember many days on the weekends saying, Daddy, you got to pull the van over. I got to throw up and throw my guts up. And Daddy say, all right, get yourself together. Get back in the van. We go in the house of God. And I know that's radical, and I ain't even saying that that's how you ought to be, but that's the way Daddy was. And God used that in my life to put, when I got saved, drive home the importance of the house of God, the importance of being in God's house. And I've never regretted going down the church house to a real church that was preaching the real Word of God in a real old-time way. I've never walked away saying, man, I wish I wouldn't have come. Every time I found the help that I've needed, every time, whether I realized it or not in that moment, it may have been a little time down the road, but I realized I got something out of the house of God that I needed for that very moment. I got saved. Listen, God used the church to bring salvation to my life. God's used the church to bring salvation to my wife and to some of my children now. And God's used the church to keep my family together. And God has just done great things. And I want to dwell around the house of God. I'm not preaching on this morning, but David got looking around one day, went in the house of God, and he seen that there was some little sparrows that had built a nest up there in the house of God. And David got overwhelmed at the safety that them birds had dwelling around the house of God. And he began to reflect upon that in his own life. Can I say, been a lot of days a storm would have rocked my world and done me in, and I'd have drowned. But thank God, God has allowed me to anchor my life and to anchor my family and anchor my children down in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God today, amen, for the ministry of the grace of God that He has outpoured through the ministry of the local church. I'm glad for it this morning. Amen. I ought to preach this morning on what the church will do for you and your family, or why the church is important to you and your family. I want this morning, I feel like the Lord has directed our thoughts here to Matthew chapter number 15. Would you stand with me? And most of all, I covet your prayers, always need your prayers, always desire your prayers. But I really covet your prayers this morning as we try to preach. And it's just been one of them weeks as a preacher, not really been able to study like we desire to study and like we try to prepare each and every weekend. But I do have a message on my heart, and I want the Lord to communicate to you, and I need His help in a special way this morning. Look with me in verse number 21. The Bible said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. And I'm interested in this next statement that the Lord makes to this woman. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The Bible said, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus says to this woman, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. She's got a need. She's broken. She's overwhelmed. She doesn't know what to do. She's tried all she knows to do. And yet, my friend, her situation has gotten no better. No doubt she's gone to everybody she knows to go to. And everybody's come up with the same answer. I don't know what to do with your situation. This woman finds herself in the feet of the Lord, and Jesus, through a series of things that take place that we want to deal with, looks at this woman and says, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. In other words, I'm going to let this thing come to pass exactly how you desire for it to come to pass. Would you pray for me this morning with me? And we'll preach a little while on be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Father, we love you this morning. And we're so thankful today to be in the house of God, as we've heard testified of already. Lord, our hearts have been reminded. Our minds have been reminded. Our hearts have been overwhelmed and excited all over again. Lord, I'm so thankful today for the goodness and the mercy and the grace and the blessings of our God. Lord, we do know that exactly what we ought to have this morning. We know exactly what we should get from your hand today. And God, none of it's good, and none of it, Lord, is thrills our soul. God, we're thrilled today that, Lord, you have given us, Lord, far better than we deserve. And, Lord, we bless you today for the mercy and the grace of Almighty God. Lord, even as we've read these verses this morning, God, we're reminded that, Lord, we're nothing more than dogs. We don't deserve anything but a good beating from God today. And yet, Lord, you've given us your blessings. And, Lord, we're glad that we get to eat of the crumbs that fall from our Lord's table. And, Father, I pray now that you'd help us and bless us now. Lord, all over again the next little while, next few moments, or, Lord, however long you direct us to preach, may, Father, Lord, our words be filled with spirit and with power. And, Lord, may you help, Lord, your children today, Lord, with their needs and their burdens. Lord, we sense, Lord, in the last several weeks, Lord, there's a growing burden in the hearts of some of God's children. And, Lord, we're excited. And through it all, they've been worshiping you. But, Father, I pray today, Lord, would be a breakthrough. And I pray today, Father, Lord, they'd find exactly what they need. And, Lord, exactly, Lord, what they desire from the hand of God. And, Lord, all that you do, Lord, we'll bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Thank you for standing. The Bible said in verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And if you'll understand this chapter, we preached from it earlier in the year that the Lord has been rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees for their vain religion, and how that their worship and the outward form of their traditional religion and worship has become in vain. It had lost its worth. That he deals with them and trying to straighten them out, and deals with them trying to point them to Christ, and deals with their heart and what their needs really are. And the Lord now leaves them, and he leaves my friend, the scribes and Pharisees and Israel and these Jews. And the Bible said that he departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And while doing so, the Bible said a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast. In other words, Oh, there's a Gentile woman. There's a woman who doesn't know anything about the religion and the Pharisees and the scribes. But my friend, she hears of the Lord passing by. I don't know what caught her attention. I don't know how she heard about him. We know this woman, she has a great overwhelming burden that is in her life. She has been moved to the point and she doesn't know where to move and where to go with. Everything she's tried has failed her. Everything she knows has let her down. And my friend, as a Gentile woman of Canaan, my friend, she makes her way and comes out the same coast, the same way, and traveling down the same path that the Lord has been down. She's got one simple cry, and that cry, Brother Will, is this: have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David. Amen. We're not sure, my friend, the depths of her need. We know she's got a daughter that's in need, that's been vexed and grievously vexed with the devil, Brother Dean. We don't know how much she's trying to help her own daughter, how much other help she sought for her daughter. We know this, it's gotten to the place where she said, what I need is mercy from the Messiah sent from God, from the Lord of all lords. I need him to give me something that I do not deserve. And my friend, she comes crying unto him. And my friend, just paraphrasing all that we've read this morning, it seems like the Lord is not interested. And even worse than that, the disciples are doing everything they can do to get her to shut up and to get the Lord to rebuke her and to send this Gentile unworthy dog back to the house. Are you listening today? Amen. The Lord, my friend, looks to his disciples and says, he said, I've been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I've come to seek and to save my own. And my friend, she no doubt overheard this, said, for the Bible said, then came she and worshipped him, saying, oh, Lord, help me. Amen. In other words, you don't know how bad that I need mercy, and you don't know how bad I'm overwhelmed, and just how bad that I need your help in my life. And the Lord looks at her. I'm seeing the disciples standing back in their Jewish ways, being Israelites. My friend, kind of with a smug look on their face, as the Lord said, he's not mean to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. I mean, you talk about offending somebody. Amen. You call me a dog today, I promise you, amen, it's going to hurt my feelings. Amen. But the Lord looked at her and in essence rebuked her and said, it's not right that I take the power of God that's to be bestowed upon Israel and to cast it on a woman of Canaan. And the woman didn't get offended. She said, oh, truth, Lord, I know what I am. I'm nothing more than a dog. But even the dogs get to eat the crumbs and fall from the master's table. And I say today, and this woman, my friend, comes to the Lord, and my friend faces an overwhelming circumstance and faces obstacles in that circumstance and seemingly is ignored in her need. And my friend, yet she keeps crying and she keeps seeking and she keeps clinging and she keeps reaching unto the point that the Lord says unto this woman that great is thy faith. In other words, you've got my attention now. Amen. I'm stopped now and I'm listening. I'm at a place now where you are getting ready to experience something from God. Amen. And then the Lord makes this statement that I want to draw our attention to this morning. As he said, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. I believe that this story is one of great challenge to you and I. about trusting God to hear and to answer our prayers. Have you ever had prayers you prayed? Have you ever had times in your life when you was overwhelmed and you didn't know what to do and you couldn't help yourself and the preacher couldn't help you and friends couldn't help you and your mama couldn't help you and your papa couldn't help you? Amen. And all you had, amen, to go to for help was the Lord. But in that, it seemingly never got any better. It seemingly felt like that the Lord was ignoring you, and that my friend, everybody else, was gaining the attention of the Lord. And yet, my friend, we learned from this woman that it pays to keep reaching. It pays to keep bowing down. It pays to keep going to the Lord. As the Lord, my friend, a family stops and said, "Oh woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Can I paraphrase today what I believe the Lord is saying? God, help me now this morning. I think the Lord's just saying that, how in the world can I withhold anything from you after the way that you have come to me? How in the world can I ignore you any longer? Oh woman, great is thy faith. And you're about to get what you've needed. And you're about to get everything you ever desired to have me to do in your life. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. I'm not trying to be charismatic today, but I believe this woman really said that she was nothing, she had nothing, she can do nothing, and that if anything was going to be done, that Brother Dean, it'd be him that would do it. And so she kept reaching, and when everybody else said, "Send her away," she just kept crying. And my friend, when everybody else said, "It's hopeless," and your daughter's never going to get any better, amen, she maintained that the Lord was able, and because of the way that she came to the Lord, the Lord was able to do for her exactly what she would the Lord do for her. Can I say, I believe that's the same God that you and I serve today. I'm glad He's not a dead God. I'm glad that He's not a little G God, and He's not a little L Lord, and He's not a little K King. Are you listening today? I'm glad He's the one that when you're at the end of your rope, when my friend, seemingly you've hit bottom and you don't know my friend what to do or where to go, I'm glad He's the God that can be trusted. He's the God that can do exactly what we need done. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now here's the challenge for you and I this morning. What is it about the way this woman came that the Lord can get to the place where He can look at her and say, because of the way you've came, and because of the way you've approached me, because of your crying and your weeping, and all this that has gone on in these verses, because of this in your life, I'm able to do for you exactly what you need done. Can I say just three things, and I'll be brief this morning, brief as I can. I feel like God's trying to help us already. But listen to me this morning. Amen. I want to say, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Amen. She got that from the Lord because she came weeping. Oh, this women, the Bible said here, and back in verse 22, the Bible said, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him." Are you listening today? Amen. You say, "Preacher, how in the world do I get to the point in my life when I've got the Lord's attention, the point?" And He said, "Be it unto thee as thou wilt, Jerry." Amen. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you need from God, I just say it and it'll be done. Can I say, and it involved, my friend, it will involve
of you coming to the Lord in and with a weak faith. She's coming, tears are pouring down her face, Seth, and beyond what's on her face, Seth, my friend is a waterfall, Seth, of tears in her heart, Seth, as she has been broken, no doubt, Seth, of this crying and this weeping this morning, Seth, in this passage from this woman has been brought about, Seth, as a result of a great overwhelming burden in her leg. You say, back in the house, you can't say. My friend, back in the house, she's got a daughter mixed with the devil. Beyond, I imagine on the outside she looked fat. My friend, in her heart she carried a burden for a child. And my friend was in such dire need. And she didn't know what to do. She didn't have any power over the devil. And it gripped her daughter's life. She couldn't command them. All she is a cow woman of Canaan. All she is a Gentile dog. And so, my friend, she sits around and is disappointed and discouraged and depressed as every day. It doesn't get any better, and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. Are you listening? I don't care what old Sting says. Everything in life ain't rainbows and gravy. Hey, man, you will hurt at times in your life. There will be things that get beyond what you can handle, and get beyond what you can control. Amen. I don't know who come up with it. Amen. They took it out of context, out of the Bible, I guess. Amen. That makes a statement that God will never let you go through anything in life that you cannot handle. I got news for you. Amen. Even the mundane things of life, many a days I cannot handle it. Amen. Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and he said, Lord, would you take it away? I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. It got Paul down and discouraged. Amen. But the answer came from heaven and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. You may not can handle it. You may not can bear it. Amen. But listen, thank God, the grace of God is there, and this woman has come to the place where Brother Dean, she cannot handle it anymore, and her heart is broken by this overwhelming burden. Notice with me, and this burden in her life, and the weeping and the tears are a result or reflection, if you will, of two things. Number one, amen, she's weeping because she was hurting. Amen. I know it ain't deep today, but can I remind you, amen, that life, when you live it long enough, amen, mark it down, you're going to know what it is to hurt. You're going to know what it is to suffer. You're going to know what it is, my friend, to have pain inflicted upon your life. Everybody says, I want to be like Jesus. Well, and I make the statement again, as I made several times in the last year, that you and I will never be more, any more like Christ than when we are suffering and when we're hurting. And this woman, she comes to the Lord weeping because in the inside of her there's great hurt. Amen. She's wounded. She don't understand. And you read this passage, and I'm you talk about hurt. Amen. She comes with a hurt. And there is everything to say in this passage right to the very, amen, up to the very last verse we read today. Amen. When the Lord finally said, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Everything before that verse has been designed to bring infliction and pain to this woman. Have mercy on me, O son of David. He didn't answer a thing. The disciples, she keeps crying out. The disciples say, "Woman, you need to be hushed. You need to get out of here. Lord, would you not do something about this woman? She's causing a shake." And then to overhear the Lord say, "I can't say anything to her. She's not of the house of Israel. Amen. To be called a dog, I may." This woman is being hurt and pushed to the point of breaking it. And yet in that hurt, are you listening? She didn't get bitter. She didn't get my friend in the place, Seth, and she lost sight of the Lord. Amen. She came weeping and brought every ounce of her hurt, every ounce of her discouragement, and she kept pushing into the feet of the Lord. And I tell you today, you live life long enough, you're going to hurt. So everything's been, has just been just charismatic promises, and everything I touch is gold. Well, you live another day or another week or another year longer, because Job said it, that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You're going to hurt. You're going to have family hurt. You're going to have hurt on the job. You're going to have hurt between you and friends and relationships that God gives you in life. You're going to be hurt in church. You're going to be hurt by your pastor. You're going to be hurt by your church members. Amen. I'm telling you over and over and over in life, amen, you are going to be thrust in a place where you hurt. This woman does what needs to be done with her hurt, and she comes to the Lord. Yes, she's hurting, but she's weeping in that hurt. Amen. She's not whining. She's not bitter. Amen. She just simply understands it at what I'm feeling. I don't know how to handle it, but I know one that if he'll give me mercy and he'll give me help, if he'll just turn his ear my direction, amen, maybe, just maybe, I'll get what I need to help me with my hurt. You see, this weeping that she comes, this overwhelming burden that has her weeping, it's not only a result of her being hurting and her hurt that's going on in her life. Let me say this, I think it has a reflection tonight or this morning, wherever we are, that she was humble. Amen, this woman, I don't know her background, I don't know what she's come out of, but just suppose today that this woman has had maybe blessings and privileges in life. My friend, and now she's come to the end, and all of that has been taken away, and all she has, all she can see now in life, is a daughter that has a need, a family that my friend needs the Lord to do something. And I say she got to the place where she was humbled. She didn't come with her nose stuck up in the air. She didn't come pleading who her mama was and daddy was and papa was. She didn't come pleading what tribe she had come out of. Brother Jack, she didn't have anything to brag on in and of herself to say, "Looky here, Lord, you need to listen to me." Oh no, friend, she'd come with tears running down her face and a heart that was broken and a heart, my friend, that has been moved to weeping and crying. She's been humbled in life. They say God will put you in places in life. Itself will put you in places where you ain't got anything. But to say, if he don't do it, it ain't going to be done. There's been times in the last several years that I've found myself, my family has found ourselves, and my friend, this church and your life and your family has found yourself saying, "God, we ain't got anything. We don't deserve anything, Brother Will. We don't deserve you to do anything. It ain't about what we've done and where we've been and who we know. We understand that we're nothing and have nothing to give you. And Lord, it's gotten the place we're hurting. Lord, we're humbling ourselves before you in tears and in weeping to beg you for the mercy we desperately need." I think the Bible said something like this: "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God." God resisteth the proud, but thank God he gives grace to the humble. That crowd that'd get down on their face and say, Lord, it's more than I can handle. I'm not big enough. I'm not nearly strong enough. I'm not nearly spiritual enough. I'm not nearly great enough to be able to handle. And in weeping and humility before God, understanding you cannot do it. Amen. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt, O woman, great is thy faith. You're going to get from me what you need and what you desire, because you have came weeping, all your hurt and all your humility laid out to the Lord. Can I say, we do well to quit trying to act like we're so strong and so spiritual. This woman got the place. She didn't care what the disciples thought about her. She didn't care, sissy. She didn't care. She got the place. She didn't care what her daughter thought about her. She just comes in the dirt, amen, weeping her eyes out, understanding that, my friend, only he could do what she needed done. She came with weeping. Let me say this. Number two, she came in wisdom. And let me develop this before you check out on me. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I mean, there's some things, there's some ways that, my friend, this woman manifests a wisdom that is beyond even the 2014 New Testament Christian. So what do you mean, preacher? Number one, notice this with me. I see her wisdom is seen in her recognition of Jesus. The Bible said, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. She ain't got a completed Bible. Are you listening to me? She ain't got a New Testament church that has instructed her in Sunday school about who God is. She hadn't said, under a New Testament local church pastor that has taken the Word of God and expounded to her, amen, the Lordship of Christ. And yet, amen, something in her, in all her need, and what she had seen or what she had heard here and there, her little bits and little pieces had been put together by the Holy Ghost in her heart. And when she came to the Lord and got down in the dirt and wept her ass out, she used some wisdom and recognized who the Lord was. Have mercy on me, O Lord. And I say, she had more doctrinal wisdom and insight. And my friend, the Baptists of our day that are squabbling over whether or not he's Lord here or Lord there. Amen. She understood he was Lord, period. Amen. He was Lord, exclamation point. He was Lord without a question mark. And he was Lord over all. Amen. Lord over her. Lord over her situation. Lord over her daughter, Lord over her need, and the wisdom in her coming to Christ is she recognizes who He is. And I say, you want to get the attention of the Lord, you want to get the Lord to come to a crossroads where you get in a place and a position where the Lord can say, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Amen. You have to use some wisdom in truly recognizing who Jesus is. She realized he was Lord and she wasn't, and she realized he was Lord and nobody else was. Amen. We say we believe that, and then we go to everybody else to try to help us with our need. And I say the wisdom in this woman's path to the Lord, and get what she needs and what she desires from the Lord. That Brother Charlie, is this, that she's gotten to the place she understands that there's no other Lord and there is no other God, amen, except the one sent from God, sent from heaven, that she bowed before that day. He was the Lord, and it was going to be Him and His Lordship and His power. It was going to do something for her need. And I say it'll be a good day in your life when you get something more than preacher religion. Be a good day in your life when you get something more than mama religion. Or papaw religion. When you get to place, you understand He's Lord and you need Him more than you need anybody, more than a preacher, and more, my friend, than a family member, more than a friend, that He is the Lord, and come to Him, recognize, amen, and in that recognition, fleeing and forsake all others, that you can embrace Him and Him and all His Lordship alone. That's when it'll be unto you even as I will. Amen. Recognition of Jesus. Number two, notice her persistence toward Jesus. She comes and she cries, "Have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." You say, boy, that sounds pretty good. That's about how our prayers sound, ain't it? You ever been there? I've prayed prayers like that. Lord, I need mercy. I know You're the Lord. And Lord, here's my need. And nothing. That's about the time we begin to worry and fret and pout and, amen, pick up the telephone and complain to everybody else. And this woman just stayed there. And then it ain't long, she's still crying. The disciples come by. She overhears Big Mouth Peter say, "Lord, why don't You send her away? She's really troubling everything around here." You talk about everything is designed around her in this moment to push her away from the Lord. Yet the Bible said she kept on crying. The disciples even said, "Lord, send her away, for she crieth after us." That is, even though the Lord didn't answer her a word, He said nothing to her. He didn't stop. He didn't say, "Boo." He didn't, "My friend, send an answer." Amen. Yet she continues to cry to the point that it is annoying everybody that's around the Lord. They're desiring Him to send her away. Amen. Just give her an answer, Lord. Tell her no and send her back to the house. Yet she continues to cry, "Lord, help me." Is anybody in the building today? "Lord, I need mercy from the Son of David. My daughter is down. Lord, I'm not hearing anything. And others are saying that it's pointless and You ought to turn me away. But Lord, I still need help from You." The Lord's... Amen. The Lord finally stops and pays her some attention, but when He does, it ain't the attention she's been praying for. He said, "You're nothing more than a dog. It ain't right to take what belongs to the king's children and to throw it to the dogs." She didn't let it offend her. She just kept persistently saying, "Lord, whatever You say is going to be right. But Lord, I still need help." Woo, hallelujah. "Lord, everything You're saying's right, but I still got a need. Lord, everything they say, I know it's right. Everything You say, I know it's right. But Lord, it ain't changed nothing back in the house. It ain't done nothing for my daughter. Lord, I still need You to show up in that hour of need, that hour of discouragement, that hour of being overwhelmed. Are you listening today? It's warming God to the place where the Lord can say, I'm going to do it even as I wilt." Because she did not give up. She kept crying. You say, "Preacher, I've got a child that I've prayed, and it seems like the Lord is not even listening." Can I say, keep on praying? "Preacher, I've got a need in my life. My husband or my wife or my brother, sister, mother, father, something in my life is just bringing trouble to me. And I've asked the Lord to do something about it. And I've prayed and I've acknowledged Him as Lord. But preacher, it just doesn't seem like He's even listening. Preacher, I'm getting answers. I'm overhearing things from a spiritual world that is telling me that it's hopeless." Guess what? They're probably right.
That don't help your need, whatever your need is, whatever your hurt is, whatever your situation is. It doesn't change, my friend, this woman learned that she had to come in the wisdom of being persistent with the Lord. Amen. You remember when the disciples, can I give you an illustration? I know I got to quit, Brother Jack. I'm feeling pretty good. This is about as good as I felt in 7 days. Brother Larry, they came to the Lord. They walked up on him as they're praying, and they dare not mess with him until he got done there. And when he come up from praying, they said, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples to pray. And you know the story. The Lord said, well, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you know the model prayer that the Lord gave that day. But he didn't stop there. He said that he began to give them a story to go along with teaching them how to pray. And the story was this. That my friend, they was two men, and they were neighbors to one another. And Brother Dean, one of them had a guest that come in the night air. He didn't have no provisions to be able to feed this one that had stopped by his house. And so what does he do? He gets up, puts his robe off, and walks across the road and begins to knock on his neighbor's door. And says, listen, I need you to rest. I've got somebody that's coming up, and I do not have the means in myself to meet their need. To which the answer from his friend and his neighbor was, I'm already in the bed. You go on back home. I'm not getting up to help you in your hour of need. The Bible said that the neighbor wouldn't leave, but rather he stood there and he knocked and he beat on the door and he cried out, the more you don't understand, you don't understand, you don't understand. And Jesus said this in that lesson, in that teaching on teaching the disciples to pray. He said, listen, he said, that man's going to get up and he's going to help him with his knee. Amen. If it's for no other reason to get him to stop knocking, he's going to rise and give him what he has need of. He used the word importunity. Is that right? I think that's the word. You go over there and study it this afternoon. Come back, tell me if I'm wrong. I think he used the word importunity. He said he ain't going to get up and rise just because he has a need. But he's going to get up, he's going to rise, and he's going to help him with his need. Just because he just keeps knocking. He just keeps knocking. It ain't enough for him to go back. Amen. Without his need being met, can I say, amen, it'll be a good place in our land. You say, oh, I prayed, I asked God for it. He ain't done nothing. And so I'm not going to pray about it anymore. Amen. Well, it won't be unto you even as I will death. It's woman got to the place that she had persistence in her asking the Lord to meet her need. Sometimes you got to ask, and 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 you got to ask. Amen. Say, but preacher, why? It's the wisdom of prayer. It's the wisdom of coming to God to get to the place where God can do it unto you and for you even as thou wilt. Am I making any sense? Yes. Let me say this morning, not only the wisdom of a recognition of Jesus and a persistence toward Jesus, I'm nearly done, but notice with me, it had ultimately something to do, and really the whole story is about this, it had something to do with her faith in Jesus. What caused her to come to the Lord in a right way? She just simply believed He could do something for her. Oh, hallelujah. It finally gets a place. He looks at her and he says, we don't know her name. He never calls her name. He never asks her name. He just looks at her and says, oh, woman, great is thy faith. What prompted the Lord to say that? Was that my friend after the Lord and looked at her and said, it's not meat that I take. Hey, amen. Take food from the king's kids and give it to an old dog. And she looked at him. She said, truth, Lord, that even the dogs eat of the crumbs and fall from the master's table. Yes, glory.
Hey, man, you know what that is exemplifying is that she really believes he's able. And just crumbs from his table. Amen. Just a few mere little crumbs scraped off. Amen. An old dog like her would be enough to help her with her need. Amen. She ain't even asking for the whole table. Amen. Sometimes we think, man, I gotta have this. I gotta have this big thing to trust God for big things. She said, oh, if I could just get a crumb or two. Amen. If he just sent a little crumb or two my way, it'd be more than enough to help me. It's kind of the same attitude the woman that had the issue of blood all them years. It said, if I can just get down and touch the hem of his garment. Amen, I'm glad. Thank God he is the Lord of the will. He can do anything. When we get to the place we say, our faith is in him and him alone, I resign myself and me and my background and my know-how and I'll anchor it in him. And if he will but give me a crumb, it'll be enough.
Amen.
He looks at her and said, I ain't ever seen faith like this. I say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's the what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6, read it this afternoon. You dare not think this morning you'll ever get God to give you what you need and desire apart from faith. Amen. Let me say number three and I'm done. She came with weeping. Are y'all still with me now? I promise I didn't mean to preach this long, but watch. She came with weeping. She came with wisdom. And I love this. She came with worship. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have preached myself out on the first two points because, Brother Jerry, there's a lot of preach right here. Have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. Nothing. Lord, have mercy on me. The disciples say, Lord, send her away. What a distraction. What a dog. Oh, she can hear the Lord say, you ain't worthy. You don't deserve me to do anything. Only been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then there's that verse. Are y'all with me now? I mean, are you really with me? I got to get this right. Verse 25. Then came she and worshiped him. You say, preacher, what's that mean? That means in all that she had need of and all that she's asking the Lord to do, she didn't forget about who he was. She didn't forget about giving him the worship that he desired, that he demanded, and that he deserved. She gets down in the dirt and begins to worship him. Oh yeah, she's still crying, Lord, help me. But my friend, long before she's crying, help me, Lord, she's lifting up praises. She's exalting him. She's magnifying him. Amen. She is making him bigger than what her need is.
Amen.
She worshiped him in spite of the perceptions, in spite of the problems, in spite of the pressure, in spite of the pushing away. What'd she do? She just kept worshiping God. With a hurt. She kept worshiping God with a problem. Whoa. She didn't get an old sire look on her face. Brother Gerald, you'd heard me talk about that crowd. They get wounded and hurt. And I'm not making light of that. We all go through it. But after a while, you don't know. You don't know, do I hug them or do I slap them? Because they get so focused in on the hurt.
Yeah.
And God ain't doing nothing about it. What's the use? Brother Larry, they get wore out. This woman said, I know how to keep from getting bitter about whether or not the Lord ever does something for me. I'll just keep on worshiping Him. And I say, you want to get the place the Lord stops? There's a lot I can preach right here. I'm going to let up. You just get down on the altar and you keep shedding your tears. You get in the closet and you let God know how you hurt and how humbled and how low and down you've really gotten. You just keep acknowledging who He is and keep crying out and maintain faith in Him that He's the only one that can do it. And even when it looks like you ain't going to get nothing from the Lord, just keep saying, Lord, I worship You. I'll keep praising You, Lord. I want it, I need it, I desire it. I'm not going to quit till You do it. But Lord, in all of it, I'm going to keep on worshiping. Can I make a statement to you? And it's going to be a little offensive, and I understand that. Now you understand that so you won't get offended. Anybody can worship God when everything's going good. Anybody can worship God when it's everything you need's falling down out of heaven. And we ought to. We ought to. Can I get a witness? Well, I feel like Pastor Philbeck, we're long overdue worshiping and praising God the way we ought to. I mean, we're way behind. We got so much ground to make up. We ain't ever going to get caught up. Let me say this. Anybody can worship God after you've gotten the answer. After the Lord has done what you needed or desired to do. It'll take somebody with some courage and real weeping and real wisdom that'll say, whether He does it or not, I'm going to worship Him and give Him the glory. Whether it comes or not, He's still God. Whether it ever falls on me or not, He'll still be the Lord. If I got to walk into heaven with this need I've got, I'll still worship Him. He's still worthy to be praised. Would you stand with me? Have you got any help today? Father, I love You. I pray that You'd help us now. Lord, we're so thankful for the Word of God. Lord, we understand. Lord, it just seemed like You've lined everything up. Lord, You've lined it all up with Brother Will's Sunday school lesson this morning and the burden You've placed on our heart to preach and declare. Lord, we understand today. Lord, we've got a lot of miracles we need, but at the end of the day, it's mercy because we don't deserve anything. We need You and we desire You. And Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, there are people here today with hurts that can't be seen with the human eye. Lord, there's hurts in hearts, there's lives and minds and families and grief and discouragement and disappointment, Lord, that lies in hearts today. I pray that You'd help us. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, we'd all do our part following the example of this woman. Lord, just to weep and to use some wisdom that we've been given, that's been sealed up my heart by the Holy Ghost. Lord, to worship You no matter what. Help us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Sister Candy's begun to play already. There's a few that's come. Let me ask you a question, Days. The Lord spoke to your heart. That's it. Mind the Lord. There's some more minding the Lord coming on down. Can I ask you this question today? Have you ever seen the Lord stop in your life and say, okay, I'm going to do it for you exactly as You will. As Thou wilt, it's going to be done unto you. And you've seen this whole story. this whole example, this whole illustration given to us in the Word of God, you've seen it play out in your own life. Can I say you ought to thank God? You and I ought to be the first ones on the altar today, giving God glory all over again. Would you mind the Lord today? These folk on the altar are praying this morning. Oh Lord, help us today.